This week's parsha begins Vayeshev Yaakov. Rashi quotes the famous medrash, which we all hope and dream about, retirement. Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to dwell in tranquility. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doidayin letzadikim ha'ashem esukin lehen lo'olam haba? Is it not sufficient enough at tzadikim, all the reward, all the accolades that awaits them in the world to come? Eleshem avakshem leishev b'shalva bo'olam hazeh? They also desire to dwell in tranquility in this world? Hashem says, no, not on my watch. So as soon as Yaakov is ready to relax and get on that easy chair, kafetz olav rugzo shel Yosef. The ordeal of Yosef sprung up on him. Because there's no such a thing as peace and quiet in this world. There's a movement today in society where people want to live an autonomous lifestyle. Retire at 30 and not have to answer to anybody. Their mantra is no bosses, no commutes, no schedules, no alarm clocks. People don't want to be bound by jobs, by family, by responsibilities. But that is not what the Yiddishkeit is all about. I'd like to share with you a beautiful insight from Reb Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer. He talks about the concept of a person having a continuous desire to keep on growing and achieving. He says that in a person's life, he always has to have a mission, yearning to achieve a goal. He always has to have something that he's striving for, something which he has not yet attained. A person who has achieved everything that they ever wanted will be unhappy with life. Ironically enough, the highest suicide rates are among the famous, the wealthy and the accomplished people. Those that have reached the pinnacle in their careers and feel that they have nothing left to strive for. Tony Say, a big tech entrepreneur, the founder of Zappos, sold his company when he was just 30 years old for $1.2 billion. He then felt that he had nothing left to accomplish. And shortly thereafter, he became so depressed that he turned to drugs and alcohol to ease his pain. And just a few months later, in December of 2020, he committed suicide. People dream about retirement their whole life. When will the day arrive and I won't be bound to a schedule? I'll be free to do what I always wanted to do. But a few weeks into it, they feel unfulfilled. They feel miserable and unaccomplished. We say in the Tefillah of Ashrei, Pesecheh Yedecha, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open your hands, u'masbi'a l'cholchai rotzen. And the simple meaning is, you satisfy all living creatures with whatever they want. Reb Shimon Sofer puts a beautiful spin on this pasuk. He interprets the pasuk as follows. We say to Hashem, Pesecheh Yedecha, you open your hand, u'masbi'a l'cholchai, and you give every person a rotzen. And that satisfies them. You give every person a goal, a desire, a drive, something we should strive to achieve. That drive is the greatest blessing a person can ever have. And now Yaakov Avinu wants to sit b'shalva. He wants to retire. So according to this insight, this is how we understand Rashi. Lo dayin letzadikim. It isn't enough for tzadikim. Mashem esukan lehem lo'olam haba. All that reward, all that praise that is destined for them in olam haba. Ele shemavakshem shalva. In order for them to attain shalva, they need to be a mavakish. In order for them to find inner peace and equanimity in this world, they need to be mavakshim. They need to strive and yearn to accomplish more and more. Paradoxically, being a mavakish, having a goal, a desire, a mission, being busy and occupied, that brings them shalva. That gives them serenity and calmness in this world. We think sitting idle is what brings us peace and serenity. But says Reb Shimon Sofer, just the opposite. Being occupied and accomplishing is what brings a person shalva. Shalva should always be elusive to a person, just beyond one's grasp. Let me learn one more Mishnah. Read a shidduch for an older single. One more phone call to an old friend that needs chizuk. Then I'll feel accomplished today. A person should always have a goal to achieve something more, to reach that next level. This reminds me of a beautiful parable from the famous Magid Yaakov Galinsky. Towards the end of this week's parasha, we read about the Sarah Mashkin and the Sarah Oifa, Paro's chief baker and bartender. Yosef is sitting there in the cell together with them, and one day he wakes up and he sees Vehinam Ze'afim. They look troubled, they look despondent. And the Sarah Mashkin tells Yosef, I had a dream last night. I'm holding Paro's cup and I'm squeezing grapes into it. Please interpret my dream. Yosef tells him, in 3 days, you'll be restored back to your original position as the king's chief bartender. Pasuk continues, V'yar Sarah Oifim Kitoif Pasar. The Sarah Oifa hears this exchange and he likes what he's hearing. And he tells Yosef, guess what? Afani b'chaloimi. I also had a dream. And he tells him, I had 3 baskets on my head and birds were eating from that basket. Yosef tells him, Mr. Baker, I've got some very bad news for you. In 3 days, Pari will literally lift the head off the rest of your body and you will be put to death. As Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, how did Yosef know that this one will regain his post and the other one will be executed. He says, I'll give you a marshal. There's once a very silly farmer that was walking to the market, and he was carrying an extremely large, heavy sack of grain on his shoulder. On the way, he breaks into a happy tune, and he says, I'm so grateful that I have feet so that I can walk to the market. A shoulder to place the sack on, a hand to hold the sack, a back to support my shoulder. But wait, why do I need a head? Then he thinks for a moment and he says, oh, that is to support my hat so the sun doesn't beat down on it. Says Rybyanka Galinsky, that's the difference between these two tsars. The Tsar Amashka was doing something. He was squeezing grapes. The baker, on the other hand, was just standing idle with baskets on his head. Doing nothing is equivalent to having your head as a holder for your hat. That's not living. That's how Yosef knew that he wasn't going to survive. There's no shalva in this world. We have to continually do something to feel alive. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.